Moshe grew used to life as a favored young Egyptian prince, and even Paro was fond of the handsome boy.
Come, little man. Come sit on Grandpa Paro's lap. Hey, whoops! Careful, Moshe! That's the crown of Egypt you're fooling around with.
One fateful day, at a royal dinner, Moshe, who was 3 years old at the time, reached up and...
Look!
That boy took Paro's crown!
Uh-huh. And put it on his own head!
What could this mean?
This boy must be the one your stargazers warned us about. Now he wants your crown. Next, it will be your entire kingdom. Kill him now, I say.
Could the stargazer have been wrong about the Jewish leader being thrown into the Nile? Hey, stargazer?
Let's not get carried away. Most likely, he's simply a child who likes sparkly things.
I have an idea. Let's give him a little test.
They set before Moshe two bowls, one filled with unexciting and very dull bars of gold, and the other with shiny red-hot coals.
Your Majesty, if Moshe chooses the glowing coals over the bars of gold, we'll know he's just a normal child, attracted to shiny objects. And if he reaches for the bars of gold, this will prove that he wants your crown and your kingdom, and therefore must be eliminated.
No!
Moshe began reaching for the bars of gold, when suddenly the angel Gabriel pushed his hand into the bowl of coals. He grabbed a coal but could not hold it, and it flew towards his mouth.
Ouch! That hurts!
You see, Your Majesty, that child is not the one. The stars have not lied.
Yes, it would seem so.
The outcome of the test eased Paro's worries for the time being. However, it was not without cost to Moshe, for his tongue was badly burned, and he spoke with a stutter from that day on.